April 3rd, 1973, a Motorola employee made the first mobile phone telephone call. And instead of saying, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you," to mimic Alexander Graham Bell's first words on the telephone, he said, "Can you hear me now?"
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Bank of America, 美国银行通知。 您的账户存在异常问题，将在今日强制关闭。详情请按五接通华裔专员。
Has anyone else gotten that call? This is the second time I got that call, and the first time I got it, I forwarded the voicemail because I have it. I guess they call anyway. I forwarded it to a Chinese client of mine. And she said it was someone saying that I needed to contact, they were from the Chinese embassy, and I needed to contact them. I don't know anybody there. I never went to China. I have nothing to do with China. I love Chinese food. That's about as close as I'm going to get. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today joining me in the second segment. She hasn't been on for a while. The owner of U Direct. What is the name of her company? U Direct IRA Services. And that's with the letter U. Karen Hall is the CEO president of U Direct IRA Services. So you could take your IRA, could be a SEP IRA, and invest it. It's called self-directed, and you invest it in investments that maybe in real estate, maybe in very different things that you're used to. So she'll come in, and I have a trivia question for her. Remind me to ask that. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, WEEK, and year-to-date. We'll cover in the first segment some great news about Montecito year-to-date. Last week, I mentioned a sale on Orange Avenue, and let's see, it was the low sale for the week, $625,000, and I hesitated because there's certain streets in Santa Barbara that have the same name, but usually say it's Orange Avenue versus Orange Lane in different areas. And in fact, I lived on Orange Avenue in Goleta, right off Hollister, right east of Fairview. And that's Orange Avenue, and so is Orange Avenue downtown. So actually the same, which is a little bit unusual. Last week, I had the median price for the 25 sold listings at $11,850,000, but I had added a zero, so it was $1,185,000. In memory of, well, I'm looking down, and I seem to continually reference people who have passed away and dedicate the programs to them, and it's like happening every week. I need a younger audience. Sally Anderson, age 89. She was a bright-eyed, cheerful realtor for a very long time and very sweet. And Bob Hunt, who was a columnist. He was a former National Association of Realtors board member, and he was a guest on this program a few years ago, and I got an email from Dwayne Gomer about his passing, and I looked, and it wasn't on there, but I just loaded it. So if you want to listen to Bob Hunt, an interview with me, go to RadioRealEstate.com and click Listen to Past Broadcasts, Past Broadcasts, and that's a different website. And you can listen to Bob Hunt, go to RadioRealEstate.com, listen to Past Broadcasts. Knew I shouldn't have had that second cup of coffee. And he never gets it at home. Why did he get that second cup of coffee? Name the coffee that was for. What brand of coffee? That's a good trivia question. He never has a second cup at home. Was it Sanka, you think? God, horrible coffee. Mobile pot delivery. In the news, they were just talking about Hawaii questioning whether or not they were going to ban flavored e-cigarettes. Don't want to. But they're now pushing for mobile pot delivery, and very few municipalities have actually allowed legal pot stores, and they're saying, okay, you want pot delivery, but you can't do pot delivery when we in our city don't even allow pot stores, which seems reasonable. Pot delivery, do they deliver beer and wine and hard liquor? I don't know if they do. I don't know if it's legal. It's just, you know, they just should have decriminalized it and not made a big deal about it. My goodness. Pot delivery. You need it so you can't go get some pot? Go to the, my God. This government is starving for taxes. They want to get you stoned and buy as much pot as you want. God, what's it all coming to? My guest last week, was it Matthew? I kept calling him Finup. I think it's Finup. Maybe I did call him Finup because I was saying like he was batting fourth, like cleanup.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he emailed me before the program and said it's Finup, but who knows? Year-to-date stats. Wow. First of all, 28 opened escrows this past week, 35 closings. And those are big numbers because for 2018, we averaged just under 20 sales per week. Out of the 28 opened escrows, 7 of the 28 were in Montecito, 25%. And year-to-date Montecito, 31 sales. Last year at this time, 28. And last year at this time, the first 14 weeks of the year, recovering from the Montecito debris flow. The year before that, 2017, was 32 year-to-date sales. I don't have anything past that, but apparently year-to-date sales in Montecito sales had been slowing down anyway. We're ahead 31 to 28 over last year. Not a big number. Median price, just about the same. But 3 more is better than 3 fewer. And again, with 7 of the 28 opened escrows being in Montecito, rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. Overall, year to date, for the first 14 weeks of the year 2019 through April 5th, 2019, we are ahead in the number of sales, 242 to 216. And that makes us ahead of 2017, 232, and 2016 and 2015, 173, 189, respectively. And that's 12% higher. That's just the first 14 weeks of the year, but still better more than fewer. A median price of $1,350,000 year to date, just about 3% lower than $1,395,000. But still way higher than the year, 2018, $1,255,000. So last year and this year, both starting out with higher median prices, I don't expect to sustain that. Why is that? In the last couple of years, the median price for the year, but it happened in 2017 too. It slows down. By the end of the median price slows down. I don't think prices drop. I think the first out of the gate, more expensive houses are selling. And I think it's for Christmas. They're giving away like $2-3 million Christmas gifts, and they're buying expensive houses in Santa Barbara. Wow. It's the rich getting richer. Christmas gifts of $2-3 million, and they're buying real estate. That's the only explanation I have. What's an escrow over $1 million, you ask, as of the 14th week of the year, a snapshot. 86 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year it was 81. Kind of a meaningless stat because the year before it was 92. When the year-to-date median price was much lower. But basically, 21% of listings over $1 million are in escrow. 1 out of every 5 listings over $1 million are in escrow. Versus under $1 million, 35% of those, that's more than 1 in 3, under $1 million are in escrow. Of course, there's only 2 listings under $1 million, so it doesn't really matter. Actually, that's not true. We have 35 listings in escrow under $1 million. But only 49 to look at if you're looking for a home under $1 million in the South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta, single family. Only 49 to look at. Last year at this time, it was 25. So it's double. Overall, 370 listings that are not in escrow on the market. Last year, it was 308. So you have the inventory. And adding to it was this past week, 47 new listings. We'll cover that in more detail. I'm sure you can't wait until the fourth segment, if my voice holds out. Okay, we did year-to-date. We paid respects to Sally Anderson and Bob Hunt. We talked about mobile pot deliveries. And that covers everything for the first segment, Mark Schneidman's. And a third segment, we'll do our guest in the next segment, self-directed IRAs, you direct, you can invest. That's the next segment. And then after that, maybe we'll talk about an amicable home solution for a silver divorce. That means you're older in years and it involves real estate. And or maybe the U.S. Secretary of State buying Alaska. But who knows? Who knows? A house came on the market and an agent said to me, you know, 20 years ago, an agent that we know is in our office had that listing 20 years ago. And it was tenant occupied, and he met the tenant, and he married her, and he's still married to her today. And she became a real estate agent. So who would have thought? Stay tuned. You'll be right back.